Chapter 35. I kicked the door open, staff held ready to fight, and shouted, "And I'm all out of bubblegum!" The pale gray light of the overcast sunrise coming in over the lake showed me a service corridor, the kind with walls that have marks and writing all over them, floors with the paint chipped off all down the middle of the walkway, and lots of stuff stacked up here and there. At the far end of the hallway was a door propped open with a rubber wedge. A worn sign on the door read, "Employees Only." A curtained doorway about halfway down the hall opened onto what must have been the concessions counter in the little theater's lobby. Silence reigned. Not a single light shone within.
"Guess you had to see that one," I said to the empty building. "John Carpenter, Rowdy Roddy Piper, longest fight scene ever. You know?"
Silence.
"Missed that one, huh?"
I asked the darkness. I stood there, hoping the bad guys would make this one easy. If they charged me, I could duck aside and then let my concealed allies take them apart. Instead, as bad guys so often do, they failed to oblige me. I started to feel a little silly just standing there. If I went ahead, the narrow passage would negate the participation of those now lurking in veiled ambush behind me. But had I really been alone, the hallway would have been as reasonable a fighting position as I could hope to gain. No way for the fetches to encircle me, no way to use their advantage of numbers. Had I really been alone, I would have needed to jump on an opportunity like that. There are stupid fairies, but fetches aren't among them. If I didn't behave like a lone wolf come to party, it would tip off the presence of my entourage. So, like a crazed loner with more death wish than survival instinct, I boldly strode into the building, staff held ready, teeth bared in a fighting grin. The place was dim and cooler than it should have been, even given the time of day. My breath turned to frost in front of my nose. The movie theater scent of popcorn had sunk into the very foundations and was now as much a part of the building as its walls and floor. My stomach rumbled. Like certain other portions of my anatomy, it had a tendency to become easily sidetracked and to hell with little details like survival. The rest of me was nervous. I had seen how fast one of those creatures could move. I could have ducked out of the way if they'd come charging from the far end of the hall at me, but not by much. Maybe two or three steps in, I reached a point where I judged that I wouldn't have time to retreat and let my allies ambush the attacker. For a few seconds, at least, I'd be on my own. A few seconds are forever in a fight. I shook out my shield bracelet, willed power into it, and walked with my left hand before me, both providing me some protection against a possible charge and casting low blue light that would let me see as I moved forward.
"Do you know what part of a movie this is?" I said to myself as I moved.
"This is the part where the old farmer with the torch and the shotgun just can't keep himself from walking forward into the dark cave, even though he damn well knows there's a monster in there."